Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Glad you've elected to spend a little bit of your day with us here on The Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And just reminding you, if you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
And a happy Monday to you, everybody. Hey, in today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slut and Angus 36th Annual Bull Sales coming up Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls, 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Slut and Angus Bull Sale coming up February 12th.
Well, coming right up around the corner here is going to be the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo starting on January 26th, and it runs through February 3rd, and of course, that's in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. Cattle shows and sales, horse shows and sales, four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 28th. And don't forget, Bronx for breakfast on the 31st. Too many events to list here, so go online at blackhillstockshow.com for more information. That is coming right up this Friday.
Remember that R word we've been talking about? That's right, ranching. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out.
What do we have to share on The Good Stuff today?
Well, Mike, we got this from Julie French up in Minnesota, and I think we should share this with everybody. It's what Jeff Foxworthy says about Minnesotans. What do you think of that?
I guess we could do that.
Oh, okay. If someone in a Home Depot store offers you assistance and they don't work there, you might live in Minnesota.
If you've worn shorts and a parka at the same time, you may live in Minnesota.
That makes me giggle. If you've had a lengthy telephone conversation with someone who dialed a wrong number, you may live in Minnesota.
And if you measure distance in hours, you may live in Minnesota.
That's right. If you know several people who have hit a deer more than once, you may live in Minnesota. Again, this is what Jeff Foxworthy has to say about Minnesotans.
If you have switched from heat to AC in the same day and back again, then you may live in Minnesota.
And if you can drive 75 miles an hour through 2 feet of snow during a raging blizzard without flinching, you may live in Minnesota.
If you install security lights on your house and garage, but leave both of those unlocked, you may live in Minnesota.
If you carry jumper cables in your car and your wife knows how to use them, you may live in Minnesota.
If you design your kid's Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit, you may live in Minnesota.
Amen on that one. If driving is better in the winter because the potholes are filled with snow, you may live in Minnesota.
If you know all four seasons, almost winter, winter, still winter, and road construction, you may live in Minnesota.
I like that. If you have more miles on your snowblower than on your car, you may live in Minnesota.
If you find 10 degrees a little chilly, you may live in Minnesota.
And this is what Jeff Foxworthy says about Minnesotans. If you actually understand these jokes and you forward them to your entire Minnesotan friends and others, you definitely live in Minnesota. Julie French sent that to us from Ortonville, Minnesota. Thank you so much, Julie.
I think a lot of those could apply to about anywhere in our Good Stuff listening area.
I believe you are exactly right.
Well, since you brought that up about Minnesota, I have some more Midwest culture facts here.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
Midwest culture is hearing the tornado sirens going off, checking the news station, and still not going into the basement or shelter area until you hear a tornado knocking on your door asking for some sugar.
Yeah. Toby Keith made that pretty famous, didn't he?
Yes.
Getting a lawn chair out.
And somebody said, I'm freezing in this light jacket, but my Midwestern ego will act tough in order to assert dominance over the Southerners.
Oh, okay.
And what do you suppose the top Midwest side dishes are? Oreo fluff.
Okay.
Cheesy potatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
Jell-O salad.
Absolutely.
Seven-layer dip.
Yep.
Pickle wraps.
Oh, yes.
Puppy chow.
Indeed.
And also crockpot meatballs, scotcheroos, and buffalo chicken dip.
That should be framed.
That is Midwest versus everybody. Sharing that with you today here on The Good Stuff.